was just a private at that time.
Just a private? And what did they train you? What was your actual job there in the Marine Corps? What did they train you for?
To kill. I was a killing machine, basically. We were up there to... My particular assignment was to support a Army fire support base of 175 howitzers artillery. We were the perimeter, basically protecting them from North Vietnamese encroachments.
Okay. I'd like to ask you, how long was your tour of Vietnam?
Well, the Marine Corps, being the tip of the spear, always wanted to outdo everybody else, so the Army was spending 12 months in country, Navy 8-9 months, the Marine Corps did 13 months.
Now, was that told up front to you, or was it extended?
That was up front. That's the regular tour of duty.
So you spent a full 13 months out in the jungles?
13 months up in the north.
Okay. Where were you? What part of Vietnam were you mostly posted in?
We were in a place called Kalu, which was a little village just south of Khe Sanh. That was our base of operations. At that point, I became the bodyguard for the regimental commander, a colonel, and basically went out with him on visual reconnaissance on choppers and just basic reconnaissance missions to see what was going on in the field.
Okay. I'd like to ask you, what do you remember most about your tour in Vietnam?
The days went by so slow. We all had what was known as short-timers calendars, and when you first got in country, they looked at you as a walking dead man because you had 13 months to go. Many of the ones that I met there have only had 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or less before they rotated out of the country. We were basically their replacements.
And, being there in Vietnam, and I'm sure because of the Marine Corps being on the front lines, were there any close calls for you?
Yeah, there was a couple of times that we took incoming. Incoming is when the enemy fires artillery at your position. And on two occasions, I had some artillery shells fall within this close proximity of me. And since shrapnel does not go in a 360-degree angle, it just goes in basically one direction, the concussion does and knocked me off my feet twice. I saw too many people over there get it, and one thing that you come out of that country with is knowing that if it's your time to go, it's your time to go. It makes no difference who you are, what you are, what you're doing, or where you are. You're going to go.
Were there any incidences, any other close call incidences with you?
We set up ambushes. We went on patrols. One of the patrols that had set up a night ambush, we got radio traffic the next morning that one of the Marines was actually attacked by a tiger and killed and was partially eaten. And they hired a hunter that came in out of India to hunt the tiger down to eradicate it.